Hour number three, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson taking you through this Monday morning, reacting to another big Titans win against the Houston Texans. The Titans move to 5-0 on the season. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, just another glorious Monday morning. How is everyone today?
Doing very well. And, Corey, I got to ask you, have you ever watched a coin toss with more anticipation than the one we saw in overtime there? I think everybody knew whoever won that coin toss was going to win the game, and you could see it on the face of Deshaun Watson. He knew at that point it was over.
His body language was worse than Eli Manning's. I thought that was absolutely impossible. I mean, I asked Jeffrey Simmons about that after the game. I said, how big was that coin toss? See, you're not the only one thinking about food this morning. and Jeff was like, oh, man, that coin toss was big, because he knew. I mean, nobody was stopping really anybody at that point. And, you know, Romeo Crennel is catching a lot of heat right now for going for two, and maybe that's what he knew as well. Although, having said that, I would have gone for one.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, I guess the argument is you'd rather let your offense on one play that's crushing their defense win it than, you know, and then leave anything to your defense. But I agree. Like, make the opponent score and score again.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that coin toss, I just had a flashback, Corey, to Marty Morningway taking the wind in Chicago in Soldier Field, one of the great coin toss moments of all time. By the way, we may not have time to get into your Bears, but are they, like, I'm going to ask you, are the Bears, like, good? They're not good, right?
They're okay. I think, you know what they remind me of a little bit? Like, the 2008 Titans minus Chris Johnson. Okay? They can play defense. They've got a good game manager at quarterback right now. And, you know, they're not making a lot of mistakes to beat themselves, but they don't have that electric piece on offense that Titans team had. So, you know, they could be that, and listen, I'm a Bears fan, you guys know that. They could go 10-6, 11-5, 12-4, whatever it is, and be that team that just goes out in round one. Because I just don't see them having enough offensively to get there in an offensive era of football. Am I glad they're 5-1? Yeah. You know, that Carolina win looks a little bit better now than it would have, you know, a few weeks ago. But, you know, winning in this league is tough, so you take them all. But that doesn't mean they're a great team.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Chris Johnson, because I was trying to think about this, and I wasn't here then. I mean, I certainly watched the NFL and watched him play, and he was, like you said, electric. But Derrick Henry right now, in your time here, has there been a player for this franchise – that can match what he is as an absolute must-see attraction?
Yeah, Chris Johnson. I mean, when Chris Johnson was in his prime, those first like 3 years or so, every time he touched the ball, you expected him to take it to the house. He was so much faster than everyone else on the field, and to see the ridiculous pursuit angles people took against him was unbelievable. You know, and that's the thing about Derrick Henry, guys, is, you know, the national media, when they talk about him, they talk about this big bruising back, and he is big, but he's a game breaker. That's what he is. I mean, he is a big play player. I mean, he has incredible straight line speed. You know, if he's in a straight line, you're not going to catch him. You saw it yesterday on the 94-yard run. Number 50 was stride for stride with him. And then all of a sudden, he is 5 yards in the rearview mirror. Justin Reed is a defensive back. He should catch him, and he could not. I mean, he is a game breaker. He's got electric speed, which is incredible for a man that size.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, I'm of the opinion right now that Ryan Tannehill is playing MVP caliber football. Where do you think he belongs in terms of the discussion? And I realize it's very early for league MVP.
Well, look, I mean, to win MVP, you got to win, right? I mean, that's prerequisite number one. There's only three unbeaten teams right now. So I think, you know, he certainly belongs in that conversation with, you know, Russell Wilson. You know, you see what Big Ben means to this Pittsburgh team because how awful they were offensively last year and how they're doing this year. But, I think you'd have to put Tannehill's performance ahead of him. And then Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are always going to be in it. But, I mean, he's right in there with all of us. I think Field Yates posted his numbers through 15 weeks. And, I mean, look, I mean, Robbie, you're from here. We don't see this.
No.
Okay? We watch 17-15, okay? That's what we're used to. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, even in Steve McNair's MVP season, I think he threw like 24 touchdowns. And, you know, Ryan's got that in like 9 games. I mean, it's unbelievable. He is, as long as the Titans keep winning and he keeps playing like that, he's going to come down to the Final Four. There's no question about it.
Of course, he just lost a really important piece. I mean, probably the Titans' third best player. I think you could make the case in Taylor Lewan. We don't know yet the extent, but it doesn't look good, Corey, if it's a long-term thing for Lewan. How does that change things for this offense?
Well, I think it largely takes a receiver out of the pass route. Because, I you know, look, Simbri Low, you know, I think it was the second play. I saw J.J. Watt line up over him, and I went, oh, my gosh, he smells blood in the water. Here he comes. And he just ripped right by him and took down Tannehill for the sack and the fumble. And I thought that was, you know, one of the few mistakes by the coaching staff to leave him on the island there with Watt right off the bat. He did pretty well, you know, the rest of the way. But I think, you know, I think the rest of the way you've got to keep a man in on protection. Or at least, you know, help him with chip the rest of the way because, you know, you got to have number 17. You can't, for the sake of getting another receiver in the route, risk the health of your quarterback. So until, you know, Simbrilo is a guy that you know, hey, he's going to be able to handle it, you've got to help him along the way. There's just no question about it. And I know everybody's going to ask about Isaiah Wilson. Guys, I don't know if we're going to see Isaiah Wilson until 2021. That's one of the questions I want to ask Mike Vrabel today is, do you think he can help this football team this year? Because I have major, major doubts about that. He's missed too much time, and he was behind to begin with.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Corey, Titans fans, I mean, they're feeling good. The team's 5-0, a dramatic win yesterday. But quite frankly, like this defense is just not good. It has not been good for the first 5 weeks. How do you go about fixing this defense if you're Mike Vrabel?
Well, I mean, it was decent against Buffalo, right? They only gave up 16 points. And how many did they give up in Denver? I mean, so, you know, they've kept some people out of the end zone. They gave up the big play yesterday, which is something that they haven't done this year. But Jeffrey Simmons put it best. You fix the defense by creating more discomfort for the quarterback. It doesn't matter who the quarterback pretty much is in this league. If you give them time back there, they're going to pick you apart. The receivers are too athletic. They're going to eventually get open, and they've just got to get there faster, more frequently. They got 2 sacks yesterday. Jeffrey Simmons got a really big sack late in the ball game, but they've got to get more pressure more frequently. You know, that means 58, 99, 44, 98. You know, they've all got to either find a way to get there or they've got to blitz more often. I know they sent Vaccaro once and he got in there and forced an incompletion on third down. They've got to figure out a way to make quarterbacks more uncomfortable. The last 2 games, the run defense has been better, and I know it's hard to see that after giving up 36 points, but they only gave up 92 yesterday, and I think it was 3.4 yards a carry. And I thought that that was a promising step forward for them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Bills really tried to run it. And I still thought yesterday, Corey, I mean, they gave it like 92 yards, but there were a few moments where it's like you can't give up the 9-yarder there off tackle on 2nd and 12, right, or whatever. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's a step forward from what we saw in Minnesota.
The Minnesota debacle. I mean, and the weeks leading up to that, the run defense wasn't very good either. That's why I say – it's been better. It's not. I mean, look, when you let Jarrell Casey, you know, go, that's going to affect your run game. And so, I mean, and Austin Johnson. So they missed two big key components from their run-stopping, you know, defense from the last 4 years, and they're still trying to figure out that way, because you can like Jack Crawford and Isaiah Mack and Matt Dickerson all you want. They aren't Casey and Austin Johnson. They're just not.
So potentially, well, I think, I don't know if it's this week, but it's going to be soon. Adoree Jackson will be back. It would be very timely this week against this team coming in. How much of a difference does that make? Like you said, they got to get to the quarterback, make him uncomfortable. Jeffrey Simmons goes Aaron Donald on Watson yesterday, and that's a big moment, but it doesn't happen enough. But if you have a guy who can at least run with faster receivers in this league, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means you've got less chance of getting beat deep, you know, and that's, and that actually is one of the things that Christian Fulton does well is, you know, as we did our draft analysis of Christian Fulton, you know, I'm no expert draft person, but the one thing that I saw when I watched tape of him was his ability to turn his head and find the ball downfield. That's, you know, one area we've seen Malcolm Butler struggle at times. So he has been good at it, and you get Adoree's speed on the field. And that can certainly help you with the smaller, shiftier receivers as well. A guy like Will Fuller, you know, he would have been nice. But this matchup with Pittsburgh, you know, yes, I want to have Adoree Jackson out there. This is not a great matchup for him because Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster are two big, strong dudes. Malcolm Butler has to be ready in this one. He's a bigger, thicker corner. He's got to be ready to play. He can't cover them both, unfortunately. Somebody's going to have to man up, because those are two really physical dudes.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Corey, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks. It's really hard to do this when the team's 5-0.
Yeah.
It's only really the second time I've ever had to do this when the team's 5-0. But, you know, we're there.
The times, they are changing, my friend. Here we are. Titans are a fun team to watch.
How about that?
All right.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, that is a good point he brings up there about the matchup this weekend. Although, Juju Smith-Schuster right now.
Killing my fantasy.
He's struggling a little bit, man.
What is going on with him?
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What is going on with him? And then he comes out for 8 for 120
just
Sunday.
Blows it up.
He's capable.
When we come back, we'll continue to take your reaction to a big Titans win yesterday. They're 5-0, undefeated on the season. Give us your thoughts. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.